Pirates of Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Merseyside derby press conference, the big one, the one we've all been waiting for, even though we can't get in the ground, which is obviously a massive shame. But joining me to not get in the ground and react to Jurgen Klopp's press conference are Kev Walsh, Joel Sanderson-Murray and Paul Cope. We'll start, lads, with the international break stuff, because I was sort of talking to you, Copey, before the call started about Jurgen tends to do this thing when it's when a journalist are catching him out and they know he's gonna be opinionated about something, and he's done it again with the international break, where he says he doesn't want to make a headline, but then he basically does, because he starts talking about how he's got players who played in Peru on Wednesday and then they're playing at 12:30 on a Saturday. To be fair to him, he mentions that Everton have sort of been in the same scenario with that, but it does feel like, not to put us at a disadvantage against Everton, but it puts us at a disadvantage just generally, you know, preparing for a football match.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth saying to begin with, I love the way, he's brilliant at doing that, isn't he? He always starts lines with, I don't want to create headlines, but, you can imagine all the journalists, as soon as he said that line, they're like, right, just make sure you get down the next bit, because this is our headline for tomorrow. Yeah, but look, it's always been the way, hasn't it? Like, the more successful you are, the more international players you have, we all know, and we see it more and more as these weeks progress, that the different governing bodies in football are very much self-interested and not looking after each other's interests. So it's never been any different. And if anything, actually, I think you get to certain times where he might say, well, Everton are in a similar boat now, but we're used to it. We've been doing this for ages. We've under Klopp especially, always had loads of internationals going off. We've got a routine. We know how to get them back. Even things like, he mentioned flying everyone back on private jets. Like, do Everton do that? Have they got onto that yet? But that's the better thing to do, because this is brand new to them. When they've got loads of lads going off on international duty, they're like, oh, sorry, do people leave for internationals? You're like, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's never happened to us before, really. We've always been crap. So
I'm going back on the megabus.